Could you suggest some inquiry questions to contemplate in investigating and realizing the wisdom practice of equanimity? Equanimity, traditionally, it's normally cultivated by the contemplation of kamma. So it's the traditional phrase is, I'm the owner of my kamma, heir to my kamma, born of my kamma, related to my kamma, abides supported by my kamma, whatever kamma I shall do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. And then we apply it to others as well. Others are heirs of their kamma, born of their kamma, related to their kamma, abide supported by their kamma, whatever kamma they will do, for good or for ill, of that they will be the heir. Kamma being action, just actions of body, speech, and mind. And that's traditionally how you cultivate equanimity. So if you want to have inquiry questions, or you could have something like, how am I the owner of my kamma? What does that mean? Looking into that. Also, coming back to that non-judgmental awareness, like if we think critically of somebody, like asking ourselves, what do I gain? What do I gain from thinking in that way? So it's trying to use those Four Noble Truths, trying to see dukkha. What do I gain from being judgmental of this person? What do I gain from being critical of this person? And inquiring in that way can lead to a sense of equanimity and cooling the mind down.